Principle 5.6. Make your decisions as expected value calculations. Think of every decision as a bet with a probability and a reward for being right and a probability and a penalty for being wrong. Normally, a winning decision is one with a positive expected value, meaning that the reward times its probability of occurring is greater than the penalty times its probability of occurring, with the best decision being the one with the highest expected value. Let's say the reward for being right is $100 and its probability is 60%, while the penalty for being wrong is also $100. If you multiply the reward by the probability of being right, you get $60. And if you multiply the penalty by the probability of being wrong, 40%, you get $40. If you subtract the penalty from the reward, the difference is the expected value, which in this case is positive $20. Once you understand expected value, you also understand that it's not always best to bet on what's most probable. For example, suppose something that has only a 1 in 5 chance, 20% of succeeding, will return 10 times, for example, $1,000, the amount that it will cost you if it fails, $100. Its expected value is positive $120, so it's probably a smart decision, even though the odds are against you, as long as you can also cover the loss. Play these probabilities over and over again, and they will surely give you winning results over time. Though we mostly don't carry out these calculations explicitly, we constantly make them intuitively. For example, when you decide to take an umbrella to the store even though there's just a 40% chance of rain, or you check your phone to confirm the direction somewhere even though you're almost certain you know the way, you're making expected value calculations. Sometimes it's smart to take a chance, even when the odds are overwhelmingly against you, if the cost of being wrong is negligible relative to the reward that comes with the slim chance of being right. As the saying goes, it never hurts to ask. This principle made a big difference in my own life. Years ago, when I was just starting my family, I saw a house that was perfect for us in every way. The problem was that it wasn't on the market, and everyone I asked told me the owner wasn't interested in selling. To make matters worse, I was pretty sure I would be turned down for an adequate mortgage. But I figured that it wouldn't cost me anything to call the owner to see if we could work something out. As it turned out, not only was he willing to sell, he was willing to give me a loan. The same principle applies when the downside is terrible. For example, even if the probability of your having cancer is low, it might pay to get yourself tested when you have a symptom just to make sure. To help you make expected value calculations well, remember that A. Raising the probability of being right is valuable no matter what your probability of being right already is. I often observe people making decisions if their odds of being right are greater than 50%. What they fail to see is how much better off they'd be if they raised their chances even more. You can almost always improve your odds of being right by doing things that will give you more information. The expected value gain from raising the probability of being right from 51% to 85%, that is by 34 percentage points, is 17 times more than raising the odds of being right from 49%, which is probably wrong, to 51%, which is only a little more likely to be right. Think of the probability as a measure of how often you're likely to be wrong. Raising the probability of being right by 34% means that a third of your bets will switch from losses to wins. That's why it pays to stress test your thinking, even when you're pretty sure you're right. B. Knowing when not to bet is as important as knowing what bets are probably worth making. You can significantly improve your track record if you only make the bets that you are most confident will pay off. C. The best choices are the ones that have more pros than cons, not those that don't have any cons at all. Watch out for people who argue against something whenever they can find something, anything, wrong with it, without properly weighing all the pluses and minuses. Such people tend to be poor decision makers.